USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence as it heads towards the east coast of the United States.
Florence is strengthening this morning. The maximum winds are up to 105 miles per hour.
But the bottom line, according to Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center, is...
Interest in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states should closely monitor the progress of Florence.
Governors in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina have already declared states of emergency. It's expected to hit the East Coast sometime late Thursday. Longtime CBS CEO Les Moonves says he's, quote, deeply saddened to have to be leaving the company after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations against him. A dozen women have now accused him of misconduct, including six whose claims just went public over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
First Lady Melania Trump and President Trump will be visiting the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania tomorrow on the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the annual 9/11 observance at the Pentagon. President Trump continuing his attacks on Bob Woodward and Woodward's new book. The president tweeting this morning, the famed Watergate reporter's a liar. Trump saying Woodward is like a Democratic operative. Woodward's book, Fear, Trump in the White House, comes out tomorrow. Many of those close to the president also still steamed at the anonymous op-ed purported to be written by a senior official in the Trump administration. Counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway says,
those of us who have the privilege of serving at the highest levels in this White House or in this government, we take our responsibility seriously. And those who don't, get out today.
Conway was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two of tennis's governing bodies are backing Serena Williams' claims of sexism in the way the umpire treated her during the women's final at the U.S. Open over the weekend. The Women's Tennis Association chief exec says in a statement, the umpire showed less tolerance for Williams' emotional outburst than male players are permitted. The United States Tennis Association issued a statement praising Williams for her class and sportsmanship. The impact of Hurricane Florence is one of the factors that will be determining the price of gasoline this upcoming week, while the other is that refiners will be allowed to produce a different kind of blend starting on this next Saturday, the 15th. Here's more from John Clemens.
The prolonged heavy rainfall, the storm surge, and the exact timing of the hurricane will all be a factor this week. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the national average as of right now.
The national average tacking on 1.4 cents a gallon in the last week, rising to $2.84 per gallon.
The other factor is that the EPA will allow refiners to change from the cleaner-burning product that helps with the ozone during the summer months and begin producing the so-called winter blend as of Saturday.
And Jewish people around the world celebrating Rosh Hashanah, which lasts 2 days. It's a holiday that kicks off a 10-day period of introspection among Jews, and it culminates with the solemn observance of the holiday Yom Kippur. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.